Well, there's a chance that we could end up having a major, major conflict with North Korea. Absolutely.
Welcome back, everyone. Lauren Carwin along with Chris Berry in for John and Ray here on WLS AM 890. Those are the words of President Trump talking about North Korea. Who better to come in and talk to us than Congressman Mike Quigley? Good morning and welcome to the program.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning, Congressman. I mean, the last thing anybody wants to hear is they're thinking about the weekend is the President of the United States talking about a major, major conflict. Have things changed here or are we seeing some diplomacy at work?
Well, it's interesting. It's a good question because I hear the president say that, and I've been briefed on North Korea three times this week by the administration, and they're all talking about driving North Korea to the negotiating table, using diplomatic measures, forcing, offering economic concessions to China to help. I mean, those sound like a continuation of Bush and Obama policies, understanding that diplomacy has to work first. A conflict with North Korea, when anything else is possible, is unthinkable. Just the potential damage to and death to possible to our friends in South Korea and Japan is just unthinkable at this point.
Not to mention our 30,000 troops who are right there.
What about imposing sanctions?
Absolutely. Look, I think that what we were briefed on is the possibility of enhanced sanctions. If that makes sense. Having China help us toward that end, having other countries join in on those sanctions as well. Obviously, North Korea lies first, second, and third on China. And you're starting to see China, it's an evolutionary stage for them, moving toward doing more to address North Korea. Obviously, the last thing North Korea wants is the last thing China wants is a unified Korea right on its border. It's starting to think, though, that the regime in the North, as unstable as it is perhaps worse.
Another big development in just the last 24 hours, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson now is saying that the United States is willing to hold direct talks with North Korea. I mean, isn't that a pretty big deal? We have not sat down with North Korea in any way since 2003.
Right. I mean, it's the right thing to do. As a horrible a regime as it is unpredictable. Again, the alternative is far, far worse. It's not going to work unless China and our allies are unified in enforcing these things. But military is going to be extraordinarily difficult. As you talked about, we've got tens of thousands of U.S. troops right there. There are literally hundreds of artillery pieces aimed at Seoul. There are troops from the north massed along the DMZ. So it's the fourth largest army in the world.
And what if I'm sitting on a beach in Hawaii, Congressman? Should I be concerned?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I mean, long term, sure. The North Koreans are moving steadily toward an ICBM that can take a nuclear missile that far, but at this moment, I don't think they have that ability. Obviously, I should be just as concerned with those that they can reach, our allies, our troops, and I am. But as far as attacking the mainland, I don't think they can do it right now. Obviously, it's what their plans are in the future.
Congressman, you are on the Intelligence Committee, and I want to bring up a new development. The Pentagon now has announced that it is also investigating former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. What is new here? What have you found out on the committee in the last week?
Well, I think the Oversight Committee's announcement, when they talked about the fact that General Flynn had not sought permission to get funds from foreign powers, and that he certainly not disclosed those. Those, unfortunately, are pretty severe violations. Clearly, at this time, could be charged as felonies. That's going to be up to the Justice Department to decide.
You know, whenever I see stories like this, I'm always reminded of all the president's men that's seen in the basement where Robert Redford the Woodward character approaches the deep throat, who's Hal Holbrook, and you know he whispers to him, "Follow the money." Is that what we're going to do here with this case? Are we following the money? Is that the key?
Well, clearly it is with General Flynn, but I also think it's true and underscores the urgency with which we must investigate, you know, the Russian involvement, the probe, on a bipartisan basis. We just talked about how important sanctions are in our diplomacy. Well, they're important in Ukraine, they're important in North Korea, and they're important in Iran. The fact that people attempt to launder money across the world weakens our ability to solve these problems using diplomatic and economic means.
The Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kelly actually supported of a Flynn yesterday, saying he can't imagine that he's not patriotic. He doesn't think that he was influenced by a foreign government. There's also reports this morning that the White House is blaming the prior administration for dropping the ball on this one. What is the optics of this or the concern for this for President Trump and his team?
Yeah, first of all, it underscores why we need Sally Yates' testimony. What exactly did she tell the White House?
This is the former Justice Department official.
That's right. And we want to know exactly what she told the White House about General Flynn's vulnerability to Russian blackmail and his contacts with the Russian ambassador. I think it's a little silly for someone to blame the Obama administration for General Flynn. The fact of the matter is he was fired under President Obama.
So and hired by Trump.
Yeah, I mean, some indication that maybe there's an issue. At the very least, what it should have told him is this guy has got other problems, not the least of which he's not a team player. And then the Trump administration acknowledges that they put Bannon on a National Security Council to watch General Flynn. If you need somebody to watch,
a bad movie.
it's a bad movie. We've got to get to the bottom of it, and we have to move on. We have to do it on a bipartisan basis. This stuff's just too important to keep secret.
Follow the money.
Congressman Mike Quigley, always good to have you on the program. We appreciate you taking the time.
Anytime. Thank you.
Thanks, Congressman.